You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Well, that ceasefire was short-lived. And no, I'm not talking about Israel and Iran. I'm talking about Trump and Elon. They're back at it again. Wait until you see the latest and what Trump just said about Elon and what now Elon is threatening to do with the big, beautiful bill passes. And I, as your Patriot professor, I'm going to make sense of the madness for you and show you what it all really means. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and let's dive right in. So, of course, this week, Trump is pushing through a massive reconciliation bill, the big, beautiful bill that includes his signature tax cuts and border security measures and trillions of dollars of savings over the next 10 years. It's political chess at its finest. And who resurfaces to lob grenades into the mix? But none other than freaking Elon Musk. He's once again having a complete meltdown on X, calling the big, beautiful bill supposedly the biggest debt increase in history, and screaming about forming a third party he's calling the America Party. Quote, if this insane spending bill passes, the America Party will be formed the next day. Our country needs an alternative to the Democrat-Republican uniparty so that the people actually have a voice. Yeah, sorry, Elon. As you've said many times before, that voice is none other than Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump is a third-party candidate who won a major party nomination. He is precisely, again, as you have said many a time, he is precisely the representative the people have longed for and need. Now, of course, Trump wasn't going to sit idly by and allow Elon to get away with this. And so Trump was asked by a reporter, what happened to Elon Musk? And Trump said, well, he's in the Epstein file. No, he didn't. I will let Trump answer for himself. Here you go.
What happened to Elon Musk?
Who?
What happened to Elon Musk?
Nothing. You know, he's upset he's losing his EV mandate. And he's upset. Yeah, you know, he's very upset about things, but you know, he could lose a lot more than that. I can tell you right now. Hey, Elon can lose a lot more than that.
And it didn't stop there. Another reporter asked if Elon should be deported.
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to take a look. We might have to put Doge on Elon. You know what Doge is? Doge is the monster that might have to go back and eat Elon. Wouldn't that be terrible? He gets a lot of subsidies, Peter. But Elon's very upset that the EV mandate is going to be terminated. And you know what? When you look at it, not everybody wants an electric car. I don't want an electric car. I want to have maybe gasoline, maybe electric, maybe a hybrid, maybe someday a hydrogen. If you have a hydrogen car, it has one problem. It blows up, you know? So I'm going to give that one to Peter. I'm going to let Peter test it out.
Should Elon be deported? I don't know. We're going to have to take a look at that. I mean, no one trolls like Trump. I'm sorry. He is so freaking hilarious. We'll have to take a look, see if we'll have to deport him or not. It's such a perfect way of reminding Elon who stands as the most powerful man on the planet, and it ain't Elon. Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff, I mean, he perfectly summed up the problem with guys like Musk. He called Musk's third-party threat a libertarian delusion and pointed out that libertarians have never performed nationally above a number rounding out to about a zero. Sorry, I know there's several of you are libertarians, but it's true. I'm sorry. I'm just being descriptive, not prescriptive here. We are not a libertarian nation. Americans do like muscular government, but precisely the kind of muscularity that Trump is giving them: border security, economic security, cultural security. Moreover, it is virtually impossible, and I mean impossible, to start an effective third party in the nation. RFK found that out the hard way, and that was just his own candidacy. If you're talking about a full-blown new political party, I mean, you can forget getting on the ballot in the majority of states, and you can forget getting a significant portion of the GOP vote when they're absolutely blowing it out of the water when it comes to voter registration numbers, which I plan to talk about in our next video today. Again, Elon has no power at all in comparison to the power of President Trump. So he has no cards. He's got no real leverage. So all of his threats ring hollow. He can threaten Republican congressmen with primary challenges all day long. That does not even come close to comparing to President Trump's support for those congressmen. Look, is the big, beautiful bill perfect? Of course not. Of course not. But it is good. It is good. And it's the best the current Republican Party can give us. Remember, the Republican Party is an inherently dysfunctional party. It's dysfunctional in a way that the Democrats simply aren't. When it comes to spending and the growth of government, the Democrats are all in. There is absolute unanimity there. But when you're dealing with the Republicans, like it or not, there are basically three factions in the Republican Party. There's the old big government neocon wing. There's the more libertarian small government wing. And then there's MAGA. And MAGA is without a doubt the biggest one of them all. And MAGA basically functions as the synthesis that brings the other two wings together. MAGA won all seven swing states, a feat that not even Obama could pull off. And so MAGA is the uncontested center of this factional GOP. And so what Thune and Johnson are tasked with doing is bringing all three of these factions together so as to make everybody happy.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase two or three select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
So you could talk about all the cuts in the world that have to be made, but you still got Susan Collins, you still got Lisa Murkowski, you still got a big government wing of the Republican Party, and both Thune and Johnson have to accommodate them as well if any bill is going to get passed. And Elon, unfortunately, just does not seem to recognize that reality or refuses to do so. Trump knows that governing requires compromise, deal making, and understanding what's actually achievable. Even if Elon's party were able to get like 20, 30, 40% of the vote, they would still have to caucus with the Republicans. They'd still have the same problem. I mean, I think the truth is that Musk makes the classic mistake of thinking that being successful in business automatically makes you good at politics. I mean, he's been tweeting out things like, physics enables you to see through all the lies. You know, just because you think you're good physicist doesn't make you a good politician. I'm sorry. Trump understands something Musk doesn't. Politics is about building coalitions, not just having the best ideas on paper or unyielding principles for that matter. And now that he's threatening to start this America party because he's upset about the spending. I mean, again, he did this weeks ago. He's doing it again. I'm sorry. I don't know. I want to take a look at that drug report again, to be honest with you. But here's what I think Musk just doesn't understand. When all said and done, Americans don't want a third party. They don't want another political party. They want results. They want someone who can actually get things done in Washington, not another idealistic outsider who promises the moon but can't deliver because he doesn't understand basic political coalitions. Trump proved in his first term that he can be a radical disruptor, that he can cut through the bureaucracy, but at the same time, he could also deliver real results for conservative Americans. Border security, tax cuts, deregulation, America First trade deals. Trump actually accomplished what other politicians just talk about or even dream about. And this big, beautiful bill is delivering on all of that. Yes, even the Senate version. The bill is a congressional version. That's what you've got to get. The bill is a congressional version of delivering on Trump's campaign promises that have been enacted thus far by EOs. Tax relief for working families, including no tax on tips or overtime. Tax relief for seniors, significant $70 billion one-time increase in border security funding for detention centers, ICE agents, a fully sealed border, over $1 trillion in spending cuts over the next 10 years. These measures all benefit hardworking Americans. And it especially addresses the costs associated with illegal immigration. So Musk can continue to wallow in the projections of the ultra-leftist CBO, which is erroneously claiming that the bill is going to add trillions of dollars to the deficit. He could continue to double down with the Democrats against this bill. But I think he's only going to find that that posture, once again, is a very lonely place. This whole episode perfectly illustrates why Trump remains the undisputed leader of MAGA and the conservative movement as a whole. While Musk throws temper tantrums on social media, Trump is actually getting his agenda passed through a admittedly dysfunctional Congress. That's the difference between a businessman who became a great president and a tech bro who thinks Twitter followers equal political power. At the end of the day, this latest Trump versus Musk showdown proves what we already knew. There's only one person who can truly lead the conservative movement and make America great again, and that is Donald J. Trump. Musk can keep threatening to start new parties and posting angry tweets, but Trump will keep winning elections for Republicans across the country and passing conservative legislation. That's the difference between a real leader and a wannabe politician with more money than sense. So what do you think? What do you think about Musk's latest meltdown? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more breaking conservative analysis. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.